please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning, thanks for joining us. Did you realize that there's more than a mammogram to detect breast cancer? We're talking about breast health this morning with Mike Filippo. He is with Alliance Wellness Centers.
Hey, good morning. Glad to be here today and to share this information with you.
I did not know about thermography.
Well, thermography's been around since the 50s as far as research and is a screening tool that's been approved by the FDA since 1982 for breast health screening.
Did you say 1950s?
Yes. It's been used in building science to be able to see behind structures. It's been used by the military. As a matter of fact, there's a very interesting case in with the Boston bombing suspects. They used thermographic images to actually see him in the middle of the night hiding underneath the top inside a boat. So the technology has a lot of applications, but it has been widely used, and especially in Europe and in Central America, where they're more open to non-invasive, no radiation types of screening tools and therapies.
Europe has it going on. You know that, right? I mean, the U.S. does too, but we have to wait on the FDA.
Yes.
We have to wait on the FDA.
The FDA has to approve it. And there's a lot of pressure for things to come to market and be readily accepted.
Thermography is an adjunctive procedure for breast cancer screening. We have to use those words.
Yes, it is an adjunctive test, so which means that you cannot use thermography exclusively for breast cancer screening. You use it as one of many tools, and the other tools can be ultrasound, mammogram, once you do have a finding that might be suspicious.
Okay, so we go for our thermography. Does insurance cover that?
No, but what I do tell people is that it was covered when it was first certified by the FDA in the 80s, and all insurance would pay for it. But as of now, they're not doing that anymore. But if you have a health savings account, HSA or FSA, which most people end up leaving money at the end of the year and they end up losing the money, you can apply that for your thermography scans.
And then after thermography comes back, and we'll talk about the process of testing, who reads it? It looks like an X-ray, but colorful.
Yes.
I can say that.
Yes.
Which is really kind of cool because it reads the temperature in the body. After that, then we would do an ultrasound if necessary.
If necessary. Most findings are not remarkable and people can go on about their lives, and then we can get a recommendation from one of the interpretive physicians that read the report, maybe a yearly follow-up, two-year follow-up, or whatever it is. But what's great about thermography and what I tell people is because it's non-invasive, it's no touch, it's no compression, there's no pain involved, and it's relatively inexpensive compared to other things. Like if you went for an MRI, I've got a $2,100 bill from a certain orthopedic clinic here in Charlotte for my shoulder last year. That's $2,100. Compared to that, it's less than 10% of what you would spend, okay,
yeah,
for something that doesn't have a way of hurting you, but yet you can establish a baseline for yourself. We've got some partners in the Charlotte area that when they have a new patient, this is what they use to kind of see what's going on within the body. And then sometimes people don't have symptoms yet, but we can see on the scans things that are really hidden, and then they can start to approach it. So really our philosophy, Donna and my partner and I, is to really focus on prevention, focus on catching things early, and then developing a plan of action with your provider and your practitioner on how to keep you safe, how to keep you healthy moving forward.
I like that, proactive and preventative.
Yes.
So I'm thinking men can get this too.
Absolutely. I don't want to be wrong on the statistics, but men develop breast cancer as well. Prostate cancer is another thing. And inflammation. Most diseases are inflammatory based in nature. And so we're able to pick up on a wide range of issues, okay, including vascular issues using thermography. So we know that we use it mostly for breast health screening, but it can be applied to a wide range of lymphatic system, carotid issues, vascular issues. So really an overall screening tool to see what's going on inside the body.
I like how thermography, you can not only see the breasts and do those tests, you could do the full body.
You could do a full body.
You can find out what's wrong with
you. Yeah. I think a vast majority of our clients and our patients will look at, okay, first, if it's a female, they look at the difference between a breast exam in terms of cost and a full body. They say, you know what? I might as well get the full body so I can see every system and then sit with my practitioner and find out how we tackle the things that might be ailing me or things that I might not even realize is going on with me. I might have a pain here and there in my leg, but I'm developing some peripheral vascular disease that I can now attack and kind of prevent it from going full-blown into a disease phase.
I love it. It's colorful. So
yes, it is.
This is radio, so you can't see it, but normally an X-ray, you're wondering, how do they read that thing, right?
Right, right.
But this is all colorful. So there's blue, and there's dark blue, there's purple, there's...
And they all has, you know, some significance. You know, when we take the actual shots, we take it in what's called grayscale, and what you're looking at, what you have in your hand right now is called a rainbow palette that we use so we can actually see the differences in terms of asymmetry in color. So we're looking at heat patterns. So the heat patterns will show up red or magenta. And then your blues and yellows are pretty standard and pretty normal.
So yeah. the two breasts that I'm looking at right now, one is totally different from each other.
Yeah.
Whereas they should be the same.
They should be the same. Because the body, what you have on the right is what you have on the left. And as far as vasculature, as far as temperature, as far as anatomy, it's very symmetrical. And when it's not, then we kind of pinpoint our attention to that area. And then we look at temperature gradients going across those areas.
How young can you be to get this?
So here's the education piece of this. The gold standard through the AMA, American Medical Association, is that women from the age of 40 and up, they recommend mammograms, right? So that means that if you're less than 40, there is no test to screen for breast health. Meanwhile, this is a very jarring statistic. Women between the ages of 20 and 40, 25 to 30,000 women per year are diagnosed with breast cancer. And the vast majority of those in that population, when they do get diagnosed, it's usually further along at stage 3 or 4. We don't have right now any kind of recommendation or testing for women in that population group. And yet we all know young people. And as a matter of fact, in the last year, my partner and I, we've unfortunately lost 3 women, you know, within that age group, you know, so it does happen, you know, and the statistics is 1 out of 8 in the United States, women will be diagnosed with breast cancer per year, 1 out of 8.
We can get one of these, right?
Yeah. That's totally great. Available. And our job is to just share information, educate people, and have them do their own research so they can make better healthcare choices.
The University of Wisconsin studies show that 70% of tumors can be identified in a thorogram 8 to 10 years prior to the mammogram.
Right.
Okay.
So the reason for that is in order for you to pick up on any kind of cellular growth, okay, which is what the tumor is. It's growth of a cell that's out of control. Okay. And what happens is with thermography, what we're looking at is perfusion. We're looking at blood flow. In order for a cell to grow, there has to be blood feeding it. And so we're able to pick up that change a lot earlier than an anatomical test.
I'm so glad you're sharing this. This is the first time I'm hearing about it on the show. So thank you for doing this.
Yeah, my pleasure.
But you've always been in the medical field. You've been in the OR.
I grew up in traditional healthcare, you know, so my training is more of a diagnostic and treatment and working in open heart surgery, putting patients on heart lung machines. But as I moved forward and I developed some of my own health issues and then seeing what the approach was in terms of treatment, I had a problem with it because I wanted to go more natural. I wanted to go least invasive. I've been given recommendations of surgery when obviously 20 years later, I'm still not, you know, surgery free. That wasn't the best recommendation for me as a patient. And so with that type of experience, personal experience, I just decided I'm going to become an advocate in teaching people how to make healthier, less invasive choices and letting them know what their options are, you know, and then for them to decide.
That's what it is. We have to get online.
Yeah.
There's a lot online. You can't believe everything you read and see.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a thread that makes sense to you, and that's the gut, right? Does it make sense to you? This is what you should do. Then do it.
Ask questions. Don't be afraid to challenge the status quo. Ask questions, because when you know the person that's talking to you is not necessarily misleading you, they've just been trained a certain way. So we've got a Western philosophy in medicine and we've got an Eastern philosophy. If you want to research those two and see how they apply differently and which one, you know, first do no harm, well, that's be the Eastern philosophy. So we're here to just share information with people and help them live healthier lives.
Before the show, I always ask every guest to share what they had for breakfast. And Mike shared that he's doing the intermittent fasting.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, how's that working for you? And you like it.
I love it. And I share with my health coaching clients this concept where it's just a lifestyle change. It's not a diet. It's not a fad. It's not asking you to count calories. It's not asking you to eat certain foods. It's just asking you to just change the way that you eat in terms of time, allowing your body rest. So intermittent fasting is just that. It's intermittently fasting. It's not fasting for a whole day. It's just saying, okay, I'm going to eat within a 6-hour window, or I'm going to eat within an 8-hour window. So if you chose 8 hours to eat, then that means that if you stop eating within that 8 hours, you would rest your body for 16. And the research out there is phenomenal. There's a lot of research papers out there, and I implore people to go out and read about intermittent fasting and see how it can apply to your life. If you're right now diabetic or pre-diabetic, one of the byproducts and benefits of intermittent fasting is glucose regulation, which means that your blood sugar will be regulated better without medication. Some patients have come off of their medications. The other benefit is blood pressure. People that are hypertensive sometimes will see drops in their blood pressures. And of course, everybody is looking to lose weight. And so that is one of the key benefits, and you're not changing what you eat. You can still eat all the things you're eating now. You don't change your exercise routine. All you do is decide that, okay, if I stop eating at 7, I'm not going to have my first meal till 11 or 10 or 12. Whatever works best for you in your lifestyle and your work schedule. I started out doing a 12-12, then I did a 10-14, and I'm more of a 10-14, so I can eat within a 10-hour window, and then for a 14-hour window, I rest my body.
Does the body appreciate that?
The body loves it. And it takes you maybe about a week, week and a half for you to feel completely different, more energy. You're not craving food early in the morning like I used to do. I used to wake up starving. And now I don't even think about food. I can have water. I can have a tea. I can have a cup of coffee in the morning and be good till about 11 or 12.
And you can eat fast food, too.
I can eat whatever I want because it's not a diet. You don't have to buy into a program, people.
You don't have to buy into a program. Can you eat carbs? You're like, yes, you can eat carbs. It's just the time.
You know, and it's been around. Intermittent fasting been around a long, long time, you know, but there's tremendous amount of literature and research. And I'm asking people to please go and do the research. And then you'll see whether or not it's something that you can
regulate your body.
Yeah.
Right? I wonder if kids could do this. This could be a great way for them to live life.
Anyone can do it. Yeah.
All right. If you're just not tuning in. Yeah. We got a new best friend. It's Mike Filippo. He is with Alliance Wellness Centers. We're talking about thermography today. Now, it was back in the 1950s, but it didn't get cleared by the FDA until the 1982. So it is used as an adjunctive procedure for breast cancer screening. You know, mammograms are not promoting it too much for the younger woman. This might be an option for you. You just got to know your options.
And that's exactly right. I could not say that any better. I think, you know, the key is education, and people, there are more options out there that are natural, holistic, non-invasive than we know about, because we're always being told what to do, and it's not always the best avenue for us. There are a lot of different things, and we need to be educated on all of them.
I bet eating like this, I'm not sure, but does it help the mental capacity, right? The memory.
Yeah, clarity. Mental clarity, definitely.
Right? We won't feel so broken, huh? Oh, gosh, you need to have a class on that, right? Because everybody says, you're broken.
Yeah,
you need to be fixed.
No, I don't buy into that at all. I think, you know, we're more resilient and we have a lot more energy than we ever tap into.
All right. So the wise words this morning is look up thermography, right? Just look it up.
So I'm going to give you a site that you can get some more information, see some research papers. You can go on btiscan.com.
And get all the information, because once we get our thermography, because you have the machine.
We do. And it's a mobile unit, so I can take it anywhere. I can take it to your doctor's office, to your wellness center. And we actually partner with a great number of offices that want to have that cutting edge technology offered to their patients, because their approach is a more holistic and a more naturopathic type of approach as well. It's wonderful. It's just a camera, but it's high technology.
Got it. Can I keep my clothes on, or I take my clothes off?
Well, clothes
well,
come
you
off.
You gotta take your clothes off.
You gotta
off.
Take your clothes off.
You can see all those buttons on my jacket, right? And then the office, your doctor's office, or whomever, even if we come to you, you're going to send the information off, and it's going to be verified by four other people.
Yes. We have a process where we actually pay to have the report read, to have the images read, and then it goes through three levels. And first, it's a technical level by a thermologist like myself, and then it goes to an MD, PhD, and then an MD that actually signs off on the report, and it comes with recommendations. But we always tell our patients to sit with your provider and decide how you're going to move forward once you get that report.
How are you going to move forward? And then there's other options.
Yes. And actually, we started our own consultation with our in-house PA, Donna. Shortly, she'll be doctor.
And hey,
she,
Donna.
And she'll be able to do a consult with our patients to go over what the options are and do some education in terms of they're going to move forward from the scans.
All I can say is read, read, read. Yeah. And don't take one answer.
Yes. All great right. advice.
All right, Alliance Wellness Centers, it's Mike Filippo.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been fun.
Yay!
Love sitting down and talking to you and sharing information.
Yeah, and our listeners learn something, so.
Great.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Sweet strawberry icing.